You know, I'm not sure why Sean feels the need to bring his tackle box in every time we do this, but
it's for setting, for ambiance.
That must be what it is. And time for the FM Talk Fishing Report. Sean Sullivan with a special guest we have every week.
That's right. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC. And the star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abruscato from 18 Fishing Adventures. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I got this picture of Sean coming in, you know, with one of those little fishing vests on and those hats with the lures hanging in. You know?
Which is always a surprise when people, you know, from other places come here and they go, y'all don't have any of that. I said, no, we don't have any of that. So tomorrow, checkered flags fly at 12:01 a.m. for snapper season 2022.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what I'd do. You probably could just get down there, I'd say, what, 7:30, 8 o'clock, and you might only have to walk from Cadillac Square to Billy Goat Hole. So.
That's right. The vehicles are already probably parking, getting ready for tomorrow. So let me ask you this. If somebody wants to do something different, because tomorrow's going to be pretty rough, how's the trout fishing been? How's inshore?
Well, John, the trout fishing's been phenomenal. It's been one of the best years I've had in many years. And, you know, not just with numbers. We've talked about that before. Numbers have not been an issue. But, boy, I'll tell you, the quality of the fish that we've been catching over the last, well, really the last couple months in quantity and quality has just been phenomenal. It really is, gives me a great feeling about our fishery. And, you know, like you said, today we got squalled out today, but actually got in trips this week just dodging storms and whatnot. And, you know, that kind of is a testament to what the fishery's been like, because it lets you can go to places, you know, based on where the weather lets you go and still catch fish. Even if it's not like your, I'm going to do air quotes here, your A spot, mm-hmm. You know, you can still go to places and catch fish. So that's when you know the fishing is good.
Yeah, you've been telling us, I mean, whether you want to fish shallow or fish deep, I mean, whatever your style is or whatever the weather lets you do, like you said, there's a bite there.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, you know, to that point, I waded some trips a couple weeks or week and a half, has a series of wade trips in a row. You know, the very next day, get a group, get in the boat and bait fish on some structure. The very next day, we're popping cork fishing with voodoos and shrimp over some grass. And so it's just, you know, it's a great month to be able to do a whole bunch of things, and including in that, starting tomorrow, you'll be able to actually go out and maybe find that elusive red snapper.
Yeah, you and I got a couple trips booked on that. We'll be together this summer. All right, before we wrap up here, Bobby, our friend in common, Kevin Olmstead, was on with me yesterday to talk about what happened to him over the weekend. And people can listen to that podcast. But, you know, the takeaway there, other than divine providence, love of family, determination, fortitude, was one of life jackets, PFDs. This is something that those of us have been running boats for a long time. You may go, yeah, if it gets rough, I'll put it on. Or, well, you know, if it's dark, I'll put it on. Talk to me, Bobby, somebody who spends more time in a boat than any human I know.
Well, guilty as charged, but I can tell you, over the years, I've gotten much better about wearing mine. I always wear one when I'm by myself, and I wear a little fanny pack inflatable one, and, you know, I'm sure Kevin would tell you, he kind of made his own, you know, unbelievable thinking like that, but, you know, I wear one, it's a little fanny pack one, and during the winter, I always have the charters wear them, because we're wearing heavy clothes and so forth. After I talked to him on Saturday, or Sunday after that happened, from now on, everybody's wearing them on my boat when we're fishing. It's just, it's too easy to wear them, and it's too easy for things like what happened to him happen. And so, you know, just because you're safe doesn't mean you're not going to catch fish. That's the way I'm looking at it. So
that's true. They've made it a lot easier. They've made it a lot easier.
It's just too easy to do it, and we're just doing it, you know. So that's just the way it's going to be. And, you know, like you said, it just, and he'll tell you, I'm sure if you listen to the story, you better be ready to get some goosebumps, because it's chilling. I can tell you that. It'll wake you up.
Yeah, Bobby, that is for sure. People want to go to the website for more information. Where do they go?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. Real easy to navigate. Go to the Contact Us tab, and then you come right to us either via email or phone, and we can get you fixed up.
Thanks, Bobby. We'll see you at the island.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.